Raja dan Haman datang ke perjamuan makan bersama Ratu Esther.
Chapter 7. So the king and Haman came to banquet with Esther the queen.
Pada hari kedua, ketika mereka minum anggur di perjamuan makan, raja bertanya kepada Esther, "Apakah permohonanmu, Ratu Esther? Hal itu akan dikabulkan. Apakah permintaanmu? Bahkan setengah dari kerajaanku akan kuberikan."
The king said again unto Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, "What is thy petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? And it shall be performed even to the half of the kingdom."
Ratu Esther menjawab, "Jika aku mendapatkan kemurahan hati dalam pandangan raja, dan jika raja berkenan, biarlah nyawaku diberikan atas permohonanku, dan bangsaku atas permintaanku."
Then Esther the queen answered and said, "If I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request."
Sebab kami, aku, dan bangsaku sudah dijual untuk dihancurkan, dibunuh, dan dibinasakan. Seandainya kami hanya dijual untuk menjadi budak laki-laki dan perempuan, aku akan berdiam diri. Karena penderitaan kami tidak sebanding dengan kerugian raja.
For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage.
Raja Ahasuerus bertanya kepada Ratu Esther, "Siapakah dia, dan di manakah dia yang hatinya berniat berbuat demikian?"
Then the king Ahasuerus answered and said unto Esther the queen, "Who is he and where is he that durst presume in his heart to do so?"
Esther menjawab, "Penganiaya dan musuh itu adalah Haman, orang jahat ini." Lalu Haman sangat ketakutan di hadapan raja dan ratu.
And Esther said, "The adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman." Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen.
Raja bangkit dengan amarahnya dari perjamuan minum anggur dan pergi ke taman istana. Namun, Haman tetap tinggal di hadapan Ratu Esther sambil memohon demi nyawanya. Karena dia melihat bahwa hal buruk telah diputuskan oleh raja baginya.
And the king, arising from the banquet of wine in his wrath, went into the palace garden. And Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther the queen, for he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king.
Saat raja kembali dari taman istana ke tempat perjamuan minum anggur, Haman sedang tersungkur di depan-depan tempat Esther berada. Raja berkata, "Apakah dia akan memerkosa ratu sementara aku berada di dalam istana?"
Segera setelah perkataan itu keluar dari mulut raja, mereka menyelubungi muka Haman.
Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the place of the banquet of wine, and Haman was fallen upon the bed whereon Esther was. Then said the king, "Will he force the queen also before me in the house?" As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face.
Lalu Harpona, salah satu sida-sida yang berada di hadapan raja, berkata, "Lihatlah tiang gantuan yang Haman persiapkan untuk Mordekhai, orang yang telah mengatakan hal yang baik kepada raja, sudah berdiri di rumah Haman, setinggi 50 haska." Lalu raja berkata, "Gantung dia pada tiang itu."
And Harbona, one of the chamberlains, said before the king, "Behold also the gallows 50 cubits high which Haman had made for Mordecai, who had spoken good for the king, standeth in the house of Haman." Then the king said, "Hang him thereon."
Jadi, mereka menggantung Haman pada tiang gantungan yang telah dia siapkan bagi Mordecai. Lalu, kemarahan raja mereda.
So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified.